Good morning. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. You know, I'm so grateful that you are here with us to worship God together. Would you turn to your neighbor and say, I'm so happy that I am with you and you are with me. If you're alone, you can put it in the chat room. I'm so happy to have you all here with me this morning. Yes, we have only one reason that we gather together. We are here to please God as we worship God. So let us worship God with our hearts and minds and soul.
Let us be in a spirit of prayer together. We are grateful, O God, for this time which calls us together. As your people, we come fully as we are, as people yearning for you and yearning for one another. Even in these days of difficulty, anxiety, fatigue, and care, you have especially offered us so many blessings and opportunities to gather. Our gathering is not at all as it was, but yet we do still gather in prayer and worship. We gather in heart and spirit. We gather with care and concern and living faith, faith that is put into action in the ways we're able. May your spirit guide and bless us this morning. Surround us once more with your grace and renew the experience of your compassion and love for us as we extend the same grace and compassion for our neighbors near and far. Thank you, O God, as we gather our hearts and lift our prayers in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let us praise the Lord with the first song, Something Beautiful. Let us praise the Lord who embraces us as we are, no matter what. Let us sing it out.
Told the disciples who he was. Actually, the way it starts is, Jesus was with his disciples, and he asked them one day, who do people say that the Son of Humanity is? Which is a term that he often used to describe himself, and it's from the Hebrew Scriptures. And they said, oh, some people call you John. Some call you Elijah. Some call you Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jesus must be thinking, like, those are not my names. Isn't that silly? And Jesus said, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter was the only one who stood up and said, you are the Messiah and the Son of the living God. So, we're going to play a little game here. Are you ready to play a game? And you can do it along with me. Okay, think about who is Jesus? Or, when you think of Jesus, what do you think about? So, think about that, and then we'll take turns with somebody at your house of coming up with ideas, and then dress up as that person or idea or character. Okay? And see how many ideas you can come up with before you run out. Okay, are you ready? I think of Jesus as a fisher. He told people that he would help them fish for people. Okay, your turn. Oh, what's this?
A king!
Oh, Jesus as a king or a ruler, right?
Yeah, like a ruler.
Oh, you're missing something. There you go.
It's a different kind of king.
What, Jesus is a different kind of king? You're right about that. Jesus was not like the other kings, so you're right. It was a little bit different. Okay, my turn. Jesus also said he was the light of the world. Okay, your turn. Now, what is this?
I'm an angel.
An angel? Jesus wasn't an angel.
At least he was a messenger.
Oh, my goodness. You got me there, because angel means messenger in the original language. Is Jesus a book? No, Jesus is a teacher. All right, class, sit down. We're going to do a lesson. Oh, my goodness. What is this?
Wizard.
Jesus is a wizard? How is Jesus a wizard? It was love that was the real magic, though, right? Which I guess is true in Harry Potter world, too.
Let me out!
Jesus was a great storyteller. And so he would tell great stories all the time to kids and to families and to adults.
I'm
sensing a Harry Potter theme here. Why did it make an invisibility cloak like Jesus? It's okay. I sometimes like to think of Jesus as a farmer or a gardener. Do you know what this is? Yeah, this is our pinto bean plant from Compassion Camp. We planted beans on the last day, and oh my goodness, look at how that thing has grown. Jesus teaches us and nurtures us and gives us good soil and sunlight and helps us to grow into the plant that we're meant to be. Something like that. Now what are you?
I'm a shepherd.
A shepherd? Great. Jesus definitely even called himself the Good Shepherd once. And is that a shepherd's crook that you got? Okay. It's a pink shepherd's crook. I love it when I have.
I knew people.
Because Jesus was the good news. Ah, you get it? Yeah? Yeah? Huh? Okay. You've got your cape again. What are you?
I'm a patron.
A patron? You're a Harry Potter character again.
Well, really a spell.
I guess that's true. And you know, with Patronus, it's light, it's love, it's a source of protection, it's safety, it's a reminder that love overcomes hatred and evil. So, I can get behind that. But you're definitely working with a theme here. So, did you have a favorite?
No, I just like them all.
You like all of them? Okay. Well, there's so many different ways in which we can talk about Jesus, and that's the ways in which Jesus shows up in our lives. And so maybe if you all can play this game at home with a grown-up or with other people in your family, that would be a lot of fun. So let's pray together. Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for showing up in our lives in so many ways. And in so many different places, with so many different faces, We are thankful for your presence. Amen. Bye, everybody.
It's not that much going on.
A reading this morning from John's Gospel in the 11th chapter, beginning at the 32nd verse. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Today, let me begin today's good news with a song. Its title is "Better Than a Hallelujah." If you know this song, please feel free to join me. We pour out our miseries. God just hears a melody. Beautiful the master we are. The honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. That's it. I don't have to shout out hallelujah when I cannot. All I need to do is cry out to God. And I can be as I am before God, and I don't have to pretend. I don't have to demonstrate my false self to God. I can show my true self before God with a strong sense of security and safety. In the midst of these unusual, unstable, and even fearful times, I can share my brutally honest emotions with God. We pour out our miseries. God just hears the melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. Emmy Grant, the original singer of this song, said, "Yes, sometimes life brings cause for a celebration and a hallelujah. However, we are broken people, and we all need to bring our broken selves to God." Why am I able to feel safe and secure to honestly present myself to God? Because God is my gentle Savior. God honors who I am. God honors what I am. God sees me with God's greatest compassion for me. And Jesus Christ showed this God's nature, compassion, through His life. And today's scripture reading from the Gospel according to John is one of the many examples. John 11, verses 32 through 44. Jesus heard Lazarus was very sick. And when Jesus arrived in Bethany, He found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. On His way, Jesus met Martha. "And where is Mary?" He asked. So Martha went back home and called her sister Mary. "Mary, Jesus is asking for you." So Mary went out to meet Jesus. When she saw Jesus, she fell at His feet and started weeping. When Jesus saw this Mary and her friends, this Jewish friends who had come along with her, all weeping, He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And then He wept. And then He wept. Jesus came to the tomb, and He had the stone of the tomb be moved. And then He called a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out! Lazarus, come out!" Then what happened? Then the dead man came out. While I was reading this passage and meditating on it, I had to wrestle with this question. What is the whole point of crying? Why did Jesus weep although He knew He was going to raise Lazarus up? What was His weeping all about? When Mary and her friends cry, why did Jesus cry? Because that was who Jesus was. Jesus had a great compassion for them. He is full of compassion for you, for me, and for us. That's who Jesus is. When you cry, Jesus cannot help but cry with you and for you. When you are broken, all you need to do is bring your broken self to Him. You don't have to pretend. You can be yourself before Him. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life. Amen? Yes, amen. Tears of shame for what's been done, but silence when the world on come are better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our miseries. God just hears a melody. Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful the mess we are. The honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah sometimes. Jesus Christ is our gentle Savior who is available 24/7 for you. Jesus Christ is your Savior with the greatest compassion for you. Do you expect your pastor can always keep his spirituality on the top notch all the time? He's always had a mountaintop experience each and every day. He always say, hallelujah and hallelujah. Then I have to say, I'm sorry to disappoint you. There was a big time that I was in a spiritual slump. I lost all my desire to serve God's people. I had no motivation to love them. I was always tired, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. As my emotional roller coaster rides were repeated for a lengthy time, I got angry, and I started blaming God. Hallelujah, forget about that. I started expressing my anger to God in very harsh ways. At times, I even swore at God. It was not the cute little words. It was a hardcore swearing. Then how did you think God responded to me? Do you think God punished me for those disrespectful behaviors and words? No. God rather embraced me as I was. And God let me feel God's greatest compassion for me through today's scripture reading. While I was reading this passage about weeping Jesus, I felt Jesus was weeping with me and for me. The Holy Spirit deeply moved me. And yet, that was not the end of the story. While I was having a self-pity party in a cave, dark cave, in those years, Jesus Christ came and wept with me and for me. And He saved me. He made me whole again. Whole again. I will share my story about this, more in the future. But anyway, the Holy Spirit enabled me to focus on Jesus. Focus on His grace and His power and His love instead of my stuff. That's what happened when I cried to God. I longed for a person who would pay attention to me. Even just one person. But it seemed that nobody cared about me at the time. But Jesus Christ broke into my life and let me feel Him. And let me feel Him weeping with me, crying for me. I brutally, honestly cried to God. And God let me feel God's love for me through Jesus Christ. All I did was crying to God. And it was better than a hallelujah. Jesus Christ cares about you. Jesus Christ loves you no matter what. No matter what. Even when you cannot help but pour out your miseries, Jesus loves you. Even when you are nothing but a mess, He cares about you and loves you. Don't you want to share this good news with somebody you care about? I would like to invite you to choose two people for this week. Please try not to choose your best friends or your favorite family members. Choose those who need to know how much Jesus cares about them and loves them. And then set aside time. Did you hear me? Set aside time and pray for them every day. Every day. And call them every day. And while talking with them over the phone or internet, treat them as Jesus would do. Whenever you have a chance, tell them who Jesus is to you and why it is so good to have Him in your life. We call it witnessing. If you can, do your best to fulfill their physical needs in safe ways as well, as Jesus would do. Don't you want to tell that Jesus Christ is their gentle Savior who is 24/7 available for them? Don't you want to testify that Jesus is their Savior with His greatest compassion for them so that they can bring their brokenness to Jesus? Don't you want to let them know that we pour our miseries, God just hears the melody. Beautiful thus mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah sometimes. When you cry to Jesus Christ, He cries with you. Why? Because Jesus Christ has the greatest compassion for you. Because Jesus Christ embraced you as you are. Because Jesus Christ is able and willing to save you from your brokenness. Because Jesus Christ will turn your sorrow into joy. Let us hold of each other with our prayers. Remember, your pastor makes time and prays for you. May God's peace and comfort be all of you so that you may feel, really feel His presence with you. And you truly feel His love and care for you this week. God bless you all. Amen. Let us praise our God together. Let us decide to pass on His compassion to one another and other children of God. As we praise the Lord, let us pass it on. Amen. Amen. It's time for response to God's grace. I'd like to invite you to join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Let us take a moment of silence to count our blessings, the God's blessings for us. You may write them down, or you may put in the chat, or you may share them with the people with you this morning. If you have not done it, please prepare your offering. And before you send it to the church, please put the offering in your Bible. And pray for those whom God will reach out through our ministries. We pray for all the servants, you know, who are participating in God's ministries at St. Matthew's. And please pray for me. So please make sure that you put these offerings in the Bible and pray first. And then you may send it, mail it to the church office, 435 Central Street, Acton, Massachusetts. Or you may visit our website, and there are several different ways, various ways to make your offerings. I truly appreciate your offerings with your heart and with your prayers. And it's time for the prayer. Let us pray together. Jim K., prayers for my youngest daughter and her husband on the birth of Madison Noel on Monday. Their first, my fourth granddaughter. Not sure when I will get to hold her. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Eric, a prayer for protection for my mother and sister Jennifer, as they begin their drive from Illinois to visit us here. This is my prayer, and this is our prayer. Julian, Ken, I ask for continued prayers for my cousin Sheila, Sheila Lohr, who is having a pacemaker surgery tomorrow. They are hoping by improving her heart function, it will improve her cognitive thinking as well. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Dennis, I ask for your prayers for my sister, Deborah Ann. She is struggling with the mental health. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Susan and Evans, please pray for my friend Vicky. who is experiencing severe sleep challenges. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Let us take a moment of silence, pray for all these prayer requests. You know, this morning, you may have a person or people come into your mind and hearts. So we pray for them. Before we do that, I have several more prayer requests here. Marie, pray for all those affected by the fires in California and all those fighting the flames. I pray for our beautiful earth. May we become better stewards and heal the earth. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. And Marie, again, I pray for all those. Okay. And one more prayer request. Susan Evans, prayers for all students and teachers and parents in the time of COVID. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. So let us pray. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for one another. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us pass the sign of peace to one another. The peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace with you. I have several announcements to share with you. Again, thank you very much for all the worship leaders. Thank you very much. And thank you all, you know, for worshiping God with us this morning. If you'd like to have a pastor visit, please email me or call me so we can meet either, you know, outdoor, keeping the distance and wearing masks, or we can meet at Zoom or even call. So please let me know. And we almost finished our one-on-one or a one-on-one family visit, you know, by the end of August. And from September, we are going to have group meetings with a pastor, you know, with me. So more to follow. The transitional team is designing that, you know, event together. So please stay tuned. This coming Thursday, we have at the foot of the cross, you know, Bible study. If you would like to have companions who can apply, you know, the gospel to your life in your life context, and we are going to talk about, you know, the good news, the sermon from the previous Sunday, and we gather together and we reflect on it, and we'll deepen our understanding on the passage and the message, and then we'll discuss, you know, how we can apply what we learned from the passage to our, you know, daily life together. So, for information about the Zoom link, you know, you may visit our website and also pay attention to the weekly news, so you'll find that information. And our administrative assistant, Karen Fisk, resigned, and her last day will be September 3rd. So please pray with the SPRC as we look for a new one. So please pray with SPRC. After this service, we'll have a virtual coffee hour. You can find the, you know, the Zoom link on our website, and the password is coffee hour. It's one word. Password is coffee hour. Please come and join us. My siblings in Christ, go in peace. As God has assured you that God loves you no matter what. God embraced your brokenness. And God is able and willing to transform you and heal your brokenness. Now go in peace and enjoy your daily journey with Jesus Christ. God loves you, and so do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. Let us bless each other through this song together.
Well, the sun is surely sinking.
That's okay.
It's an octave from.
Okay, I got it. Sorry, this is hard. Tight harmony.
Yeah. Well, the sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is surely rising. This old world will still be spinning round, and I still love you. So close your eyes, you can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing anymore, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone, when I'm gone. It won't be long before another day. We're gonna have a good time. No one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all right. I don't know no love songs, can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone.